Juno's Bronze Whale Sculpture. In this installment of Curious Juno, we try to answer a common question about the city's decision to place a prominent piece of art so far from downtown. KTOO's Jacob Resnick has more.
Aaron Woodrow is a commercial fisherman in Juneau. Often he can be found selling fresh seafood off the side of his 38-foot boat in Harris Harbor.
I drive up and down the channel a lot fishing, and so I see the whale as I go by, and when I'm coming in, you can't really see it with the naked eye until you're just about to it.
Which leads the mariner to wonder.
Why the city chose to put the whale sculpture in a location that is only seems to be visible from the bridge or Douglas Breeze Inn parking lot. I think most people seem to think that it was going to go up on the island that was being constructed where it would have been visible from the highway. Unless you have binoculars when you're coming up the channel, you wouldn't even know it's there.
To try and answer Mr. Woodrow's question, I paid a visit to the city's engineering department.
Well, there's always a lot of questions. And obviously how it ended up there was a long process.
That's Sky Steckel, a city engineer. The original whale committee had proposed the sculpture to be downtown in Marine Park, but the whale park isn't just a 6-ton piece of bronze that towers 25 feet skyward. There will also be a pool of water around it, so engineers pushed back.
One of the problems we came to when we tried to look at the downtown areas like Marine Park was, you know, the size of the whale. Sure, if it was just the whale by itself, it could fit in, but with the pool infrastructure, it became large enough that it would essentially be the entire Marine Park and it wouldn't have a lot of usable space.
So how about down near where the cruise ships dock? City manager Rory Watt headed the engineering department back then. He says,
those areas are already dominated by seasonal tourism and that would not be a good location for Juneau citizens.
A whale park could get cluttered amid t-shirt shops. So the whale committee looked further north.
The other areas on the waterfront are controlled by the Mental Health Trust, and so we didn't control the land, or there are city tidelands that are not filled and would take a long time to develop. So the bridge really was, or the bridge park was the best location.
And the artificial island? There are no utilities out there. Running power and water lines could get expensive, not to mention it would need more permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It turns out there isn't as much free space on Juneau's waterfront as one might imagine. Artist R.T. Skip Wallen is a guy who sculpted the whale. He spoke by phone from a studio in Florida.
I think it's a good sight. This sculpture requires some room. Because it's so tall, it requires space enough around it so that people can get back a bit from it. So it can't really be shoehorned into a small space.
Then there's another consideration, lighting.
Because the sun arcs up over Douglas Island, items on the waterfront tend to be backlighted. And in its current sight, in the early morning and again in the late afternoon, the whale gets some light on its front face, the side that most people will be viewing.
The city is being sued by the cruise ship industry over its use of marine passenger fees for the Seawalk and the Whale Park. That's still playing out in federal court. And the Whale Park site is still mostly a muddy building site. Work is progressing slowly around the solitary humpback whale sculpture. Portions of the Seawalk should be opening in coming weeks, though the whole park, with its elaborate water features, won't be ready until next spring. No public funds went into the whale sculpture. It was paid for through donations. There is sales tax and marine passenger fee money going into the infrastructure around it, so Juneau taxpayers and cruise ship passengers are paying for much of the project. I press Aaron Woodrow a bit to see if he's just a whale hater.
But you do like the sculpture itself, though.
Oh, I think the whale sculpture is awesome. I don't think anybody would deny that it's a pretty amazing piece of art, but I think they could have chose a better location for it.
The city staff is appealing for patience for when it's finally done. Here's Rory Watt.
I think when we're finished, people are really going to enjoy it, and they're going to forget there ever was a controversy.
Optimistic talk from a city manager. We'll check back in a year's time. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
That's all for this Curious Juneau. To ask your own question or to read this or other stories online, go to ktoo.org/curious.